The scandal that's engulfed Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is taking center stage in London at the Royal Courts of Justice once again. Here, his son, James Murdoch.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The younger Murdoch is answering questions about the phone hacking scandal that involves a tabloid newspaper owned by News Corp, the company that his father controls. James Murdoch recently gave up his leadership post overseeing News Corp's British newspapers and his position as chairman of the British satellite broadcasting giant BSkyB. One question is whether News Corp used its relations with British politicians to advance a big corporate acquisition involving BSkyB. NPR's Phil Reeves joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So bring us up to date with the inquiries and what it's been, doing for up to now.
Well, the hearing was hardly a few minutes old before James Murdoch was fielding some very meticulous, very persistent questions about phone hacking at the News of the World. He said that when he took over, when he took control of the company that runs his father's British newspapers, he'd been assured that the hacking was confined to one rogue reporter and a private investigator called Glenn Mulcair. At issue, though, is whether Murdoch, James Murdoch, in fact knew much more than that, whether he knew that hacking was endemic at the paper and covered this up. He was repeatedly asked about an email dating back to 2008 that showed hacking was going on a far wider scale. He repeatedly denied seeing that email until much later. And then Robert Jay, counsel to the inquiry, finally summarised the core issue.
Do you accept at least this? There are two possibilities here. And it will be, of course, for Lord Justice Leveson to decide in due course. Either you were told about the evidence which linked others at News of the World to Mulcair, and that this was in effect a cover-up, or you weren't told, or you didn't read your emails properly, and there is a failure of governance within the company. Do you accept that those are the only two possibilities?
So break that down a little bit for us, Phil. The core issue, this is a key issue. How does that relate to the core issues in this inquiry?
Well, the core issues are now becoming James Murdoch's relationship with British politicians, and one politician in particular, Jeremy Hunt, the British Culture Secretary. Hunt was basically the minister who was responsible a while back for deciding whether Murdoch's News Corp would be allowed total control of the very lucrative British satellite broadcasting company BSkyB, in which it currently has a minority controlling stake. This is a big deal for the Murdochs. Jay, the man we've just heard from, the counsel to the inquiry, has been reading in the last hour or two a lot of emails that passed between Jeremy Hunt's office to James Murdoch's public affairs advisor, a guy called Fred Michel. One of these includes a statement in which Michel tells Murdoch that JH, presumably Jeremy Hunt, believes we're in a good place tonight. And in another one, there's an email in which he confides that he's passing confidential information illegally, although James Murdoch said that was a joke. This is a big issue here, and the betting shops are already taking bets. In fact, they've stopped taking bets, there's so many of them, as to whether Jeremy Hunt will soon be leaving a government.
And just briefly, what did James Murdoch look like today in court?
Well, he's got increasingly confident. He was rather tense when he began, and at times somewhat ill-tempered. But he's become more confident, and he's been arguing very strongly.
Phil, thanks very much. NPR's Phil Reeves speaking from London. This is NPR News.